We're back here on KSOM as we get ready for tonight's matchup between AHSTW and Logan Magnolia. And joining us now is the head coach for the Lady Vikes, Kelsey Freyer. And coach, how do you feel about your team coming into this matchup against the Panthers?
Yeah, I think we're feeling pretty good. Our wins haven't been there lately, but we've been seeing a lot of good things out of the girls. Our goal is to grow every time that we step on the court. And I think we've definitely been seeing that. And I think, you know, we're pretty evenly matched with Logan. So I think it'll be an exciting match for us.
Well, I mean, up at Ida Grove at that tournament, you faced four teams that all have over 10 wins. So they were, and you played a couple of sets close against OABCIG and Kingsley Pearson and against Lawton Bronson. Coon Rapids Bear was the other one. You faced a ranked Trainer team, a ranked Missouri Valley team. You played ACGC. They're good. Southwest Valley is good. That was at the Griswold tournament. So you've seen some tough competition here these last couple of weeks. And like you said, you've seen some growth. So what did all of that kind of tell you about your team?
Yeah, you know, like just like you said, we've played some really tough competition here lately. So the wins definitely are not there. And, you know, I think all of us want to see that happen. But we're getting better, I think, in every aspect of our game. We're really focusing defensively on staying in some games, being aggressive with serves, getting some aggressive swings. And I think we saw that this weekend. Some of the games seemed a little lopsided, but I think we had a lot of good rallies and we were in all of the games. So I think it's been a positive thing for the girls to see that growth. And we look to continue that tomorrow night.
How do you feel about offense right now? Addison Carroll leading the way with 112 kills.
Yeah, Addie has done a tremendous job. She's really working on focusing on some different shots and just adding some different shots to her offense. And I think this weekend especially, she saw that kind of all come together and finding the open spots on the court. And she's just been big for us, both in the front row and the back row, and just being a leader on the court as well.
How has Kendra Hansen been in the middle? I mean, 216 assists, and sometimes she has to deal with some awkward hits, I'm sure, to set up Addie and others. How has Kendra been able to keep things smooth in there?
Yeah, Kendra does an amazing job running our offense. Sometimes our pass isn't always great, but she does a great job of getting to the ball, getting it to our setter or our hitters, and you know, just making sure that she's giving something that they can be aggressive with. So she's done a tremendous job this year of keeping us in some games, and also plays really good defense for us as well.
Yeah, how do you feel about the defense? Because it seems like your best offenders are also your best defenders.
Yeah. You know, I think altogether our back row has really grown a lot, especially defensively. I think we're starting to read the ball well. We're starting to get to a lot more things, be a little bit more scrappy. But yeah, I mean, just all around, front row, back row, we have a lot of the same girls. We have a lot that play all the way around, and I think they just do a good job of doing their job when they're in those positions, and I think that's been nice to see.
I mean, there's not a senior on the team. How has the leadership been, and how are these young girls coming along and staying together?
Yeah, the leadership's been great. They're very positive. They work hard. They want to get better. They want to improve every time they step on the court. They get along really well. We have a pretty good team culture, which I think has been huge for us this year. You know, sometimes it's a struggle when you're not seeing the wins, but I think they do a good job of staying the course and keep showing up to get better every day.
The Western Iowa Conference is obviously tough each and every night. You still got some tough games yet, but here's a game against Logan Magnolia where you're kind of even. How do you see the Panthers, and what's your keys here?
Yeah, you know, just from what I know of them in the past, they're always a very scrappy team. It's very hard to score points on them. They keep a lot of balls up. So we're going to have to be really deliberate in where we're placing the ball offensively and making sure that we're being aggressive all the time. They're young just like we are, and they have a lot of experience, I think. So, you know, I think we're going to go out and try to be the aggressor tomorrow night and see if we can get our first conference win.
And, I mean, this is a game where Again, like I said, even, so you're thinking maybe this is a game we can win. So are they, of course, but it's also homecoming week. So how does this make us even bigger this week?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just, it's something, I think the girls are pretty focused, even with it being homecoming week. But I just think getting a win for them would be great. And, you know, like you said, it's a really tough conference. So anytime we can go out and compete and get a win, that's big for us.
Well, Coach, should be a good matchup here tonight in Avoca. Really appreciate your time and best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kelsey Frere, head coach for HSTW Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.